I am happy to hand over the mic to our president, Gabe Griffith, for his president's report. Gabe, are you there? Looking so presidential, I might say.
No, this is just a picture. I'm not here. Thanks, Lisa. Wow, it's always amazing to me to listen to those remembrances and just realize the folks that we've lost over the previous year between conventions, and to hear all the tributes is just wonderful. So thank you everybody for that. This is my first convention to have the privilege of addressing everybody. So thank you and welcome to everybody who has attended. When I look back at the road that brought me to this position, it's pretty amazing. Growing up as the only blind kid in my community, and I've written and talked about that in other places, and the road that even brought me to CCB. And it feels like just yesterday that I was felt like a kid sitting there talking with folks like Gene Lozano and Jeff Tom and the Pomerantzes and Frank Welty. I've told this story before, but Frank and I shared a room at my first national convention. I think he arrived on Friday, I arrived on Saturday, and we finally met on about Wednesday because of our different schedules. But just so many people getting to talk to and just learn about this organization. Several years ago, as many of you know, due to my wife Becky's health, I chose to step away from CCB after being on the board, being president of my chapter, chaired, I think, a couple of different committees. And I stepped away to where I think pretty much my only official involvement in CCB was that I wasn't allowed to give up the chair of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. I was still a member. I still attended chapter meetings, but really didn't have any official positions. Then Becky died in 2015. And at the beginning of 2016, I had an autoimmune, was hit with an autoimmune disease called Guillain-Barré. It stuck me in the hospital for about a month and a half. I was to the point where I could barely, couldn't even walk, really. I had to use a walker even just to walk about 100 feet. And after a lot of rehab, went to the 2016 convention, and I told anybody that would listen, I was not going to run for any position. Couldn't make me. And somehow or t'other, I still blame the pain medicines that I was on. Was talked into running for the last year of Judy Wilkinson's position as second vice president when she was elected president. I did that knowing that it would put me back on the path to possibly someday run for president. Then, a year or so later, the position of first vice president came open, and I ran for that, realizing that was going to put me even closer. But Judy still had a couple of terms left, so I thought, it's several years down the road. Well, not even a year later, Judy announced that she was not going to run for another term. And so here I am. And I still have to pinch myself realizing that I'm here. So it has been an honor and a privilege. And hopefully I can help to make a difference. But really, it's not anybody, any one person. It's all of us together. So yes, I'm the person that's sitting in the seat of president, but it's all of us in CCB that have to work together to do this. And one of the biggest privileges I've had as president is to talk to all of our members, either one-on-one or through the many chapter meetings that it's been my honor and privilege to attend. It's definitely been a different year dealing with COVID. But one of the positives I see in it is that it has allowed me to attend all of these chapter meetings and affiliate meetings that are meeting over Zoom. I can't even count how many I've attended, but I'd guess that I've probably in the last 10 months, I feel like I've attended probably at least half of the chapter and affiliates meetings, and would be happy to attend any other, or the rest, I should say. It's my goal to be able to, within my first term, and hopefully not only term, to attend all of our chapters and affiliates and get to speak with them at least once. So in the course of my time in CCB, as I mentioned, I've chaired committees. I've served in just about every position, I think, on a chapter level. I think I've served in every position on the state board, except for treasurer. And I, along with everybody else, should be happy that I don't do that, especially when we have such a great treasurer right now. But, you know, so all of that, I really thought that I was prepared to take over as president. Then I got to learn everything that I don't know. A lot of it is just the day-to-day behind-the-scenes stuff, but I've been really lucky to have a great team that that helps with that. And with that, I want to thank all of those people, or at least a lot of them, because I can pretty much guarantee I'm going to miss somebody. First, I want to thank Nicole Pacheco, our office manager. She has really helped, I think, in the transition from Judy's presidency to mine, and really helped with the kind of historical of this is the way we did things before. If there's something that I didn't know or something that that we have to do, Nicole has been great in being able to help with those. So thank you, Nicole. Next, where would we be without finances? And the person that knows the finances the best is our treasurer, Lisa Thomas. So, Lisa, thank you so much. Folks, I can't even tell you how many times Lisa and I have either talked or texted. I think there was one time on a, I don't remember, Friday night or Sunday night or something that Lisa and I are sitting there texting back and forth. And we were joking about how sad is it that our lives are to the point where we have nothing else to do but text about CCB stuff at 10 o'clock on a Friday night. So I don't think there's anybody in this organization that works harder than you, Lisa. Thank you so much. Next, and probably at least as hard a worker, is Sarah Harris. Sarah and I oftentimes start our days by talking at 6:30 in the morning. We will text throughout the day. We may even slip in another quick conversation midday. And then we're usually on the same Zoom calls in the evening and oftentimes even spend time talking after those. So I am so lucky to have you, Sarah, helping run this organization, and between Lisa and Sarah reminding me of everything that I either don't know or have forgotten. So thank you to both of you. We have a great board. The rest of our officers and directors, I could go down name by name and thank every one of you guys for the work that you have done and put into CCB. Definitely all of our chapters and affiliates as well. But I specifically want to mention our TOG, our Technical Operations Group. Those guys and gals, chaired and co-chaired by Vita Zavli and Phil Obregon. These are folks that, and I'm probably going to miss a name here, but Paul Patchy II, as I hear him saying, Jeremy Johansson, Mike Keithley, and I think the newest member of that group is Steve Bauer. These guys meet every month and are in communication between times. And they are really the group that makes our website work. It's amazing how stuff just seems to magically appear. But I've sat in on some of their meetings and can see the work that goes in behind the scenes to make things run. We were talking a little bit earlier in this convention about the, or I guess it was just earlier today, about all of the stuff that went on the website just for this convention. The announcement, the registration, the programs, and it was the technical operations group that put all of that up there and made that all work so that we could all seamlessly get registered and get our stuff for convention. So thank you guys. I can't thank you enough. As I've mentioned, I'm so proud to be a member of the California Council of the Blind. All of the work that we do, whether it's advocacy on the local, the state, or the national level, we had a great, what's the word I'm looking for, legislative session with our national representatives in February, and very soon we'll be hearing from Jeff, Regina, and Stephanie. I'm sure they're going to talk a bit more about that, so I won't spend too much time here. But it is just so amazing to be part of this organization. Next, I want to talk a little bit. Several years ago, I believe we had a resolution that was actually passed calling to have a report on the previous year's resolutions, so that our members know what's going on. Resolutions is actually, I think, the first committee that I joined when I came onto this, into this organization, and has a special place to me. And so I really like this part, but we wanted to make sure that that we didn't pass a resolution and then just have it go away. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes here to recap last year's resolutions and say a couple of words of what happened. So resolution 2021, number one, was on non-vocational services for persons with vision loss. That one called on us to advocate for more funds as well as send it to ACB. So the American Council of the Blind Board of Directors did adopt that resolution last year, and I'm honestly not sure exactly what has happened with it on the national level, but on the state level, we have been represented on a state committee for seniors by Jeff Tom, who I think he even admitted to me that maybe we haven't gotten as much done, but without him there, we definitely wouldn't be having any piece of the pie. So thank you, Jeff, for representing us on there. 2020, number two, was on CCB convention sites. And that one called on CCB to make sure that we had somebody with with secondary disabilities, especially hearing loss, to participate in site visits. And since we're having a virtual convention again this year, and not sure yet exactly what's going to happen next year, we have not done that yet, but it is definitely still there. And when we do have any site visits for a future convention, we'll definitely be looking back at this resolution and making sure that we do that. Number three was withdrawn by the author. And then resolution 2020, number four, dealt with fraudulent service animals. And that called on CCB to support our affiliate Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc., in an educational program to reach out and educate people, the public, about fraudulent service animals. I'm not aware that that has started yet, but I do know that there is legislation going on right now, and CCB is active in that. So, and has written a letter. So we are, I think, at least moving forward with that resolution. And then the others were the appreciation resolutions that we do, and those were sent to any volunteers. That is all of the resolutions we had last year. So this part of my report next year is going to be a significantly longer, shall we say, because as we will hear on Sunday, we have many more resolutions coming forward this year. So we're getting back to where we once were with having many what do we have? Like 13 resolutions that we're going to hear. So stay tuned for that. Moving into the future. I'm going to talk about this for just a couple of minutes, and then we're going to probably have plenty of time for some grilling, questions and answers. So one of the things that I really want to see us do, and we heard a little bit about it last night, is I think we should reach out and work with other organizations for the blind. One of them is the NFB of California. And I think it's really important for us to have a good relationship with NFBC. Tim Elder and I have actually talked have some plans of what we can do going forward. Look for a time where we're going to maybe have a panel that pick a Saturday afternoon and have a panel that everybody can come listen to a few of us from both organizations talk about what our organization does, how our organizations can work together, and have some questions and answers. We want to work with organizations like the Lighthouse for the Blind here in San Francisco, as well as other places. I'm sure we can find ways to work with the Braille Institute in Southern California, as well as the Valley Center for the Blind in Fresno and others across the state. I think it's time that CCB really start actively looking for partnerships with those organizations so that, as I've said, if we have a united voice, we're definitely going to be able to be stronger and accomplish more. Of course, funding is always one of the big things to do all of that. So one of the things that we've actually talked about but haven't really gotten going yet is to try to reach out to corporations and see what we can do to have some of that fund development and work out some partnerships with these companies. We have a lot of talent in this organization, and so we want to be able to help provide a service from our side and be able to gain that support from them. We can definitely work out a two-way street on there. If anybody else has any ideas, then I'm always open to hear those. And there's a lot we can do that, again, no one person can think of it. So it takes all of us to toss ideas out there. One pledge that I will make to folks is that we may not be able to do everything that is suggested, but if you have a suggestion, give it to me. And I am not going to just say no. We are going to at least investigate it and see if it can be done. Just because an idea didn't work 10 years ago or even 2 years ago doesn't mean that it can't work now. So please have those ideas and bring them forward. We want to have the board of directors. We know there's several new policies we need to do. Especially we need to look at things like cybersecurity. That's a big one right now. So there's a lot of those kinds of things that we need to, you know, more, again, more on the administrative side that we need to work on. Again, of course, there's always new legislation. So we will continue to be active in legislation. And again, you're going to hear about some of that probably coming up soon. And I know this was fairly, felt like this was fairly brief, and but that is my report. And so at this time, I would like to take whatever time that Lisa allots us and try to answer any questions that folks have. So do we have any, if there's anybody, please just raise your hand. And
Diane, it looks like we'll you're recognize muted. You. I need you unmuted, please. So you can.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, we haven't been able to hear you. All right.
Now we hear you. Thanks, Diane.
I was muted all along.
Yeah, I noticed, but I didn't figure that out. I thought you must sound just like Lisa. So
do we have anybody that wants to take any virtual shots at me and try to knock me into the dunk tank, or am I going to avoid?
No hands raised so far.
Wow. I don't hear anybody snoring, so maybe I didn't put anybody asleep. What was that?
I said, no questions for Gabe. Come on, people. This is your chance.
We got one.
I know I wasn't that brilliant. Come on, folks.
Okay. We have...
Okay.
Wait a second.
Okay. Am I unmuted now?
Yeah.
Okay. Gabe, it's Penny.
Hello,
and
Penny.
I just want to thank you guys. And thank you for that great report. I am excited. I love working on the board, and I can't wait to keep busy for the upcoming year. I'm just hoping. Elections are great. I can't wait till they're done tonight. And, you know,
yeah,
I've loved working with you guys, you and Sarah and Lisa and everyone, Linda Perel, everyone on the board, Pam, and everyone have been fantastic to me this year. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Penny. And I'm just happy that I get to conduct elections and not have to actually participate in them tonight. And don't worry, anybody, no matter what happens in elections, we'll find a way to keep you busy.
Okay.
Thanks, Penny.
Let's see. All right, we have Deborah Armstrong is next. You're allowed to unmute.
Am I unmuted now?
Yes.
You are unmuted.
Right. I have a very small nit to pick. So I was wondering where all the pre-convention recordings had gone, and someone said, oh, they've been posted to the list. And I thought, what list? I'm on all these ACB lists on groups.io. I'm on about 14 of them. And I didn't know CCB had its own list. So I was like, wait a minute. So I think that information needs to be in the Blind Californian, because there's this whole raft of lists I didn't even know existed. So, yeah. Anyway, that's my nit to pick, and I'm back on mute.
All right. Well, a couple of comments to that real quick here is, one is, that's a good, great idea to any of our public lists. We can actually, I think most of them, if you look in the Blind Californian, it already says how they can be subscribed to. The CCBL is the main list that we have for discussion. As far as the recordings of all the pre-convention stuff, I don't think those have been edited yet, but as soon as they are edited, we will be posting the information of where you can get them and how you can get them, and we'll make sure that it gets onto the president's list so that they can be shared with the various chapters. Okay. Larry, did I hear you?
Yeah. I think somebody else asked me that about 2 weeks ago, and I said, do you want the truthful answer or the diplomatic answer? And she said, no, tell me the truth. I said, those of us who are tech behind the scenes have had so much stuff going on, and I mean a ton of it. We get the recordings, we saved the recordings, and we haven't had a chance to touch the recordings
right.
for the most part since then. We just haven't had time. We have them
We've been scrambling just to collect them.
they're all in one place. We've got them, and I think after the convention, you'll see them start to go up. But that's something that we're going to have to fix. But it's just been a matter of time, and we needed to get the convention working. So that's the truthful answer.
But we can assure you that the recordings do exist, and they will be shared as soon as we can.
Hi, Gabe. This is Dirk at Nyhart. And not the problem, but the challenge for us every year is more money and more members. And what are your thoughts on acquiring more of each? Thanks.
Well, I think I touched on a little bit of the funding. The big thing is we want to try and find ways to be able to raise funds, whether it's partnerships, grants, etc., without having to put it on our members. I mean, things like the upcoming auction are nice and they're fun. But we want to find things that we can do that aren't necessarily tapping our members. As far as getting more members, we've talked about that a little bit. I think somebody earlier today said that the two areas we need to focus are the next gen folks and the seniors. We also, now we have our newest affiliate, the Inclusive Diversity of California. I think that they can definitely help us with being able to reach populations that we haven't necessarily reached out to before. So hopefully that helps answer kind of both of those parts of your question, Dirk.
Hey, Gabe, it's Margie. I'm a little confused, but...
Hold on, I'm ducking now.
No. I actually have a big acknowledgement for you.
Oh, wow.
You know, Gabe, last year, as soon as you became president, we had a conversation about two things. And one turned out into the IDC.
I remember that conversation.
And, the second was about the awards. And you made a commitment to me that you would put together a committee and that to address multicultural issues. And that committee turned into the IDC. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank you for wherever you came up with the money. And if I need the help, I'll help. That our award recipients receive plaques. And I'm very thankful that you're that type of a president that will take a serious concern, and I can be extremely passionate about my concerns, and make a promise and follow through. I want to really acknowledge that. That's a special trait you have. Thank you.
Thank you, Margie. Well, where we came up with the funding for the plaques was, I think we still have your credit card number on file. just kidding. I changed
my card. You're okay.
We were very lucky this year, and our sponsors were very generous with us this year, so that helps. And I remember our conversation right off. It may have even been before elections last year, if I remember right, Margie, that you were definitely concerned about the multicultural issue, and you're right. I made that commitment that I would establish that committee. I think you asked for a timeline. I told you by the end of July. So we definitely got moving on that one, and it's definitely exciting that it turned into an affiliate. So thank you for those words. That's very nice.
Okay. We have 1510405 should already be.
Is that Dirk again?
Well, the hand is raised. 510405.
Yeah, the last three digits are 405. Yeah, prefix. Mm-hmm. The area code is 510.
Well, that's me, but I have nothing to say except, Gabe, you're great. Thanks.
Thanks, Dirk.
Gabe, stop raising his hand.
Okay. Oh,
does everyone need to stop raising Marge's hand, too?
Yes.
Well, I know you'll keep it real. I know you'll give me a bad time about something.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm running a little behind.
That's okay.
Okay, Margie D, I need...
She's already done hers.
Yes.
So let's go to...
We have about 6 minutes left for a few more comments.
Yeah, we've okay. got lots of hands.
Nicolette Noyes.
Okay. Nikki?
Hi, this is Nikki. Gabe, I have to tell you this myself, even though I told the story earlier, but yesterday when you were talking about Humanware and you said, oh, I don't know who they were, and then you played their, you may have heard it already, you played their thing, and yeah. I freaked out. I sent an email to Larry and I called David and I said, are you going to remove this from the tape so that they won't hear it? And then I found out that you guys had been good friends forever. Anyway, but I thought it was, you know, I'm always putting my foot in it, but the first time I ever talked to you, it was in 2005. My dad had passed away just after my birthday and my granddaughter's birthday. And I was trying to find a home for his reading edge. And it had cost him $5,000 and he wanted to save it for me. And I said, why are you bothering to save it for me? I don't need the money. You're living in my house rent free. So he finally agreed to buy it, and it cost $5,000. Anyway, he had a lot of use out of it for about, 10 or 15 years. So I was trying to give it away in 2005, and I had no luck. But then I called a connection, and I talked to you. And within a month, we had given it away to somebody, I believe his name was Lewis something, in Southern California. So we shipped it off to him, and he kept sending me notes every year saying how much he loved it. And you've been doing a wonderful job ever since, and I'm so happy that you are president. Keep up the good work, and I'm very happy that you did get here. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nikki.
Okay. Next is Judy Wilkinson.
I know her.
Here I am. I got to tell you, I think it takes amazing courage for the president after his speech to let people comment. I never had the courage to do that. And in all seriousness,
I didn't have enough to say.
In all seriousness, I can say this is why I felt comfortable not serving a third term, because I knew that the people following behind me, Gabe and Sarah, would do a terrific job. And they have borne that out so amazingly. Thank you, Gabe.
Thanks, Judy.
Okay, next
It's only because we have great people like you that help set us up.
Next is Peter Pardini. You're allowed to talk.
Hi, Gabe.
Hey, Peter.
Basically, I'm not sure if this is out of order or not, but I'll ask it anyway. Is CCB working on a resolution regarding the Uber situation where there's, I'm just afraid that Uber's going to ignore us completely regarding this, the way they treat a blind person with with guide dogs?
I'm sorry, we're out of time. Thank you for attending. No. Peter, I know that there are agreements on the books. I know that there have been recent legal settlements. Beyond what I've read in the public domain, I'm really not too familiar with what's going on at this point. But we will definitely monitor that. And honestly, I'll rely on our guide dog affiliate and on our governmental affairs committee, who the current president of the GSGDHI sits on, or is the co-chair of governmental affairs. So I'm sure when it is time for us to take any action that we will definitely be involved.
Thank you, Gabe.
I know that's nothing specific, but hopefully it
I mean, we got to really just keep it on the forefront.
Yep.
I don't trust Uber as far as you can throw them.
Okay, next is Linda. You're allowed to talk.
Linda. Yes, it is I, Linda.
It is you.
Okay, why are we here? Anyway, I have two things. First of all, picking up what Debbie said earlier, I think we will look at putting an exhaustive list of every CCB-related email list in the Blind Californian once or twice a year, just so everybody can see that they're there, because we have quite a few of them at this point, and it would be good to have them all in one place. So that's thing number one.
And that's coming from the chair of our publications committee. So between the two of us, we'll make sure it happens.
We will. Yeah, I wanted to enlist your support in that. I knew I would get it. Anyway, next is I have to say that I am a major supporter of your more casual next gen leadership style, especially in conducting meetings. I never go to a meeting that you're leading thinking, oh no, I have another meeting. So it's a pleasure to serve with you in these meetings.
Oh, well, thank you. It is a pleasure serving with you as well. Looking at our time, so thank you, Linda, for the...
Go ahead, Gabe, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, looking at our time, do we have time to maybe end with a door prize and then move on to the next item on tonight's agenda?
I think we can go ahead and end in a door prize. So you're now making me change my hat here. So hold on.
Right. I know you're presiding, but could I get that request of you, please?
That one.
Okay, should I lower the hands that are still up?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and as Lisa's doing that, if you had a hand up and did not get your question raised, that or we did not have time to get to your question, then my phone number and my email are all over. So please call me, email me, and I will do my darndest to either answer or get back to you as soon as I can.
So let's do a $25 Amazon gift card donated by CCB. And oh, my wheel stopped. Then hold on. There we go.
Spin the wheel. Hey, there we got to hear the music.
The winner is Shelby Felter.
All right, Shelby, I believe from the Long Beach chapter. So congratulations. And Lisa, with that, I will hand things back over to you.
Well, thank you, Gabe, and thank you for that report. And ironic, here we are another Friday night, and me and you are talking CCB.
Right? It's not like this never happens.
Right. I think the only thing... is the Burger King for the full trifecta, but we'll deal with just the Friday.
I knew I should DoorDash something.
So thanks, Gabe. Let's go ahead, and I want to introduce our silver level sponsor for our 2021 CCB Virtual Conference and Convention, Energy Upgrade California.
Hi, this is Yesenia Vargas with Energy Upgrade California. We're happy to be a partner of the California Council of the Blind's annual conference for 2021. And you can learn more about us at energyupgradeca.org.
So thank you, EUC.